Well, Proclus, does this child look like the Messiah to you?
I do not know, O King.
Well, I do know. This child is not a Messiah, because there is no Messiah. Here, mother, take back your child. Now, enough of this subject. Come, Proclus. I finished my sacrificing, and we have real enemies to discuss.
As you wish, O Herod.
That was close.
Yes, and it is clear that you must not stay here. Do you live in Jerusalem?
No, Bethlehem.
Ah, yes, of course.
We came for the census. We are of the house and line of David.
But I was able to get carpentry work there, so we decided to stay.
Then the sooner you leave Jerusalem and head back to the safety of Bethlehem, the better.
He's right. We really do need to get out of here.
We?
Well, yeah. I was sort of hoping that, well, that I could come with you.
You are most welcome to come with us. I can use your help.
Oh?
Yes, with the baby. Unless you don't want to help?
Well, I just wanted to come along. I didn't think I'd be... Well, sure, yeah, that'd be fine.
Quickly now.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you for everything.
Shalom, my child. I will pray Jehovah's blessings and protection on you all. Now go.
The city is truly magnificent. As beautiful as its reputation makes it out to be.
Yes, with dangers lurking behind every corner, no doubt.
We are not here for danger or sightseeing. We are here to find the child.
And just how do we find him in this vast city?
We find the king. He should know.
Pardon me, kind sir.
Yes?
Could you tell us the way to your king's palace?
It is close by, down at the end of the street. You see the towers?
Ah, yes.
But you won't find the king there, if that's who you're looking for.
No?
No, today is his day to offer sacrifices at the temple, which is across the city, that way.
Thank you very much, my good man.
Across the city. Well, Melchior, you heard him. Do we wait here or go?
We go.
Dumb question.
You there, you foreigners. State your business in the temple of the Lord.
If you please, sir, who am I addressing?
I am the chief priest.
Oh, most honorable sir, we are here to see your ruler.
And what would the likes of you want with Herod the Great?
Herod? To bring to him a message from the heavens about the newborn king.
From the heavens? Well, he may wish to see you at that. I will tell him of your message.
We thank you.
Not a very friendly city.
It matters not as long as we find the child.
This temple is a magnificent example of Semitic architecture. I should love to examine it further.
Use caution, my friend. I do not like the confines of this place.
Oh, don't worry, I will. Marvelous! The structure seems to have been influenced by a variety of styles. Roman, Medo-Persian, Corinthian, Egyptian.
Young man.
Whoa! Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were behind the pillar.
Never mind that. Did I hear your companion say that you know about the newborn king?
Yes.
And that you want to tell Herod about him?
Affirmative again. We were told Herod comes here to sacrifice.
True enough. Although I don't know why he does it. Everyone knows it's just a farce.
A farce?
Eugenius, Herod approaches.
His Majesty, Herod the Great, King of Israel.
O King, live forever. I am Balthazar. These are my companions, Melchior, Gaspar, and Eugenius. We are humble magi, men seeking wisdom and illumination.
This is Captain Proclus, commander of my guard, and you've already met my chief priest. Now what do you want?
To bring you great and glad tidings from the heavens and the promise of an everlasting rule.
Those are great tidings. Tell me more of this everlasting rule.
It has been foretold to us.
We have traveled a great distance to witness it.
Therefore, O King, in the name of the Most High God, do not disappoint us. Grant us our heart's desire.
Tell me what it is that I may do so.
Show us the child.
Child? What child?
The newborn king. Show him to us, please.
I don't know what you are talking about.
Do not delay us.
We have journeyed many miles for this.
I'm telling you, I don't know what you are talking about. There is no newborn king here. My youngest son is 16 years old.
But we have read it in our prophecies. The truth shall be made known in the house of the lion, the house of Judah.
Judah!
We have seen his star in the east and followed it here. We have come to worship him. Do not hold him back from us, I beg you.
Star? Prophecies? Well, my chief priest, don't just sit there. What do you know of this?
I know nothing of their pagan texts.
But you know of our texts, don't you? Where do the scriptures say this Christ will be born?
In Bethlehem in Judea. It is written in the book of the prophet Micah. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
You were right, Eugenius.
Bethlehem, eh? Well then, it seems you've almost reached the end of your quest. It is just south of here. My stable is nearby. I'll have them prepare you fresh horses for your journey.
You are most kind, O great one.
Before you go, though, I should like to speak to the three of you in private, if I may. Out of the earshot of my learned priests.
As you wish.
You want just the three of them?
It won't take but a moment.
It's all right, Eugenius.
If you'll follow me.
Well, that was a rather odd request. Fascinating, though.
Eugenius!
What? Oh, it's you again.
Your friends. They made a terrible mistake.
Mistake?
Yes, telling Herod about the child and the star. It was a grave error.
But why?
Because of what I tried to tell you before. Because he is not of the line of Jacob. He cares nothing for Jewish law or prophecies unless they interfere with his rule.
You are quite right, old one.
Herod!
As I told you, it is the way I have maintained my kingdom for the past 30 years.
Terror is a powerful motivator.
Yes, but perhaps it's time for a change.
What?
It's no great secret that I hold most of these Messiah stories in contempt, but this one has merit. However, I need more information about him. Information you two can provide.
But I have to go with my friends.
Well, I'm afraid you'll find that a bit difficult. They've already gone.
They've left me?
At my suggestion. You see, I told them all to make a careful search for the child, and as soon as they find him, to report back to me. But since I had no guarantee that they would actually do that, I needed...
A hostage, perhaps?
No, that's much too harsh. I've changed, remember? An assurance, that's it. That's how you should think of yourself. And you, old one, should think of yourself as knowledge.
Knowledge?
Yes. My priests tell me that you know more about this Messiah than anyone else around.
He has been my life study.
And it is time to put that study to good use by telling me all about him.
So you can kill him?
Kill? No, you misunderstand me. As I told the three travelers, I only want to know about him so that I too may go and worship him.
Worship at the point of a sword? I'll tell you nothing.
Really? I think you will. Seize them!
Look out!
No!
Ow!
Perhaps a night in the dungeon will loosen your tongue. And we can take care of this Messiah business once and for all. Take them away!
Adventures in Odyssey will continue right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
Well, how was your sleep, my young friend?
Oh, as restful as any sleep can be when you're chained to a stone wall in a clammy dungeon.
I'm sorry you have to share my bondage.
Well, if you'll pardon my saying so, I believe you could have been a bit more tactful in how you addressed Herod. I mean, he might have given us better accommodations instead of this prison and a threat of death.
I care not for my life. It is being fulfilled. I have seen the Messiah with my own eyes.
Yes. Just when did this happen, anyway?
Yesterday morning. His earthly parents brought him, a strong father, kind mother. They brought him to me, and I blessed him. And then we urged them to leave.
We?
Yes. Myself and a servant girl. Well, no, she wasn't a servant. She made that very clear.
Hmm, she did?
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you remember her name by any chance?
Well, it was unusual. Was it
Connie?
Yes, Connie. That's it.
How do you know her name?
What?
Captain Proclus.
Answer me. How do you know Connie?
Oh, well, we're just co-workers and friends, sort of. If you don't mind my asking, how do you know Connie?
She came into Jerusalem with me yesterday from Bethlehem.
From Bethlehem?
Yes, yes. I found her there in the street. She said she was looking for a stable at some particular inn, and in that stable, she said she would find a father, a mother, and a newborn child. The one you proclaimed to be Messiah.
Yes, our Messiah.
Ours. Get out. You're free to go.
What?
But why? Why are you doing this?
I offer you freedom and you question me. Go!
How do we know this isn't a trick?
You don't, but you have my word.
But what about Herod?
His word you will not get. The door is open. The decision is yours. Farewell, gentlemen.
Simeon, what do you think we should do? Do you think it's a trap?
No.
Well, what makes you so sure?
Because I have seen the eyes of those who search for peace, for hope. I've seen those eyes in my own reflection while waiting for that child. And I see it in the eyes of Proclus.
It's getting dark.
Mm. Joseph should be coming in from his workshop soon.
You know, he's been really quiet all day, like something's bothering him.
He did not sleep well last night. He's probably tired from our journey yesterday.
Yeah. Well, better light the lamps and start supper or something.
Connie, wait. You've been working very hard. Now rest for a moment. Come. Sit.
Sit?
Yes, here beside me. I want to ask you something.
Well, all right. What is it?
You've been a great help to me.
Oh, it's nothing.
I want you to know that I appreciate it. But I am curious. Do you not like my child?
Like him? Yes, of course. I love him.
But then, why do you never ask to hold him?
Hold him?
Yes. I know you want to. I've seen the way you look at him.
I don't really think I should.
Connie, hold him.
I need to fix supper.
The supper can wait a few moments, please. Hold him here.
But I. Oh, wow.
There. Oh. He likes you. And now I will light the lamps and fix the supper.
But.
It's all right, Connie. You're doing fine. I'll be in the other room. Just talk to me.
Hello, Jesus. Oh, boy. I need your help, Lord. Do you know how unworthy I feel? You're smiling at me? That is a smile, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus.
Mary! Mary!
Mary, it's Joseph!
Connie, where is Mary?
Here, Joseph, I'm here. What is it?
Can you not see? It is dark out, and yet the house is bathed in light. The light of a star.
A star?
But that is not all. Three men are riding up outside.
Men? From Herod?
I do not know. They are strangers. They wear foreign clothes.
What should we do?
It's all right. There's nothing to be afraid of. They've come to see you. To see Jesus. Here, Mary, take him.
Oh. Are you certain, Connie?
Oh, yes. Trust me. Just sit.
Very well.
God bless all in this house. Do not be afraid, my friends. We come in peace.
Then enter and be welcome. Who are you and what do you want?
Good sir, we are but humble magi. We have traveled a great distance to find you. Following the star in search of the truth.
Oh, never mind your finery, Balthazar. Is this the child?
Yes, it is.
And we have indeed reached the end of our journey.
Praise be to the Most High God.
We congratulate you upon the birth of this wondrous child.
and we bowed in worship at his feet.
Why do you do these things?
The sacred writings speak of the one who would come. Months ago, I saw his star in the night sky, and I knew I had to find him. I set out and met these men along the way. They, too, had seen the star.
Your son is most special to us and to all men.
He will rule the world, the one we know, and lands not yet discovered. King of kings and Lord of lords.
Kind sirs, you do my son great honor.
I told you it was going to be all right.
The meager honor we bestow is far less than he deserves. But with it comes a warning.
Warning?
During our travels, our path crossed that of King Herod.
Herod?
When we told him of our quest, he seemed most disturbed. He concealed it. But we could tell just the same.
He made us leave one of our number with him, so that we would be sure to return and tell him where you are.
Then, last night, each of us had a dream. The very host of heaven warning us not to return the way we came.
We can only conclude that the child is in grave danger.
But then so was your other companion.
No, he is not.
Rabbi Simeon.
Eugene!
Hello, Miss Kendall.
You're the fourth wise man?
Indeed. Fitting company, eh, what?
Oh, brother.
It is good to see you again, Eugenius. How did you manage to escape?
We didn't, actually.
Captain Proclus set us free.
Proclus?
Yes. Even now, this little one is changing lives, some for the better and some for the worse. Joseph, Mary, the warning these three have given you is correct. The child is in great danger. You must leave here immediately.
Leave?
Herod certainly knows we're free by now and that we've come to warn you.
He's probably on his way here right at this very moment. You must go.
But where?
I know where we ought to go. Last night, I too had a dream. I did not want to believe it at first, but with all that has happened, I now know that it was of God. Mary, I am to take you and Jesus, and we are to flee to Egypt.
Egypt?
Yes, yes, that the prophecy might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt did I call my son.
But it's so far. How are we to get there? We have no money.
Perhaps we can be of assistance.
Yes, of course. How could we have forgotten the gifts?
Gifts?
Please forgive our rudeness. In our joy at seeing the child, we neglected to remember that we have brought gifts for him. Oh, please honor us by accepting them.
A crown of gold for the newborn king. That should see you safely on your journey.
Frankincense and other fine spices used by the priest in the temples of my people. They should fetch a good price at the market.
My gift is far less ornate and much more practical, I'm afraid. A pot containing a healing ointment of myrrh for the scratches and bruises that will afflict our young king as he grows.
Good magi. Thank you, one and all.
Yes, we are most grateful.
And now, hurry. There's little time to lose. You must leave tonight.
You three must go as well.
You are not coming with us, Eugenius?
No, I can't.
Goodbye then, young friend. And keep studying the stars.
Remember what you have learned, and take care of yourself.
I will, Gaspar, and thank you.
You too have my gratitude, Connie, for all your help.
No, no, I need to thank you for letting me hold him and talk to him.
We'll see you all safely away and then head back for Jerusalem. If we run into Herod, we will do what we can to slow him down.
That won't be necessary.
Proclus!
It was a trap. Another one of Herod's tricks.
A trick, perhaps, but not Herod's. Is this the child, Mother?
Please.
Proclus?
You were right, Connie. He is beautiful. Are you the hope of the world, little one? And now you must all leave. Herod's wrath is indeed coming. I could stall him for only so long. What are you standing around for? Go!
Proclus?
What is it?
I just wanted to see your eyes. God bless you for your sacrifice.
Yes. Yes. Now go, old sage. All of you, go!
been hours. Where do you think Joseph and Mary are by now?
Miles away, I should think. The caravan they caught was moving at a very rapid pace.
They are safe, but I may not be able to say the same for you and I, Eugenius, if we meet up with Herod.
What'll happen to Proclus?
His life is forfeit.
What?
He knew it when he let us go and when he came to see the child. Herod will most certainly kill him for treason.
No!
Do not grieve for him, Connie. He found the peace and hope you and I know.
Even though it means death?
My son, he found a reason to live that was worth dying for.
Connie, Eugene. Well, how was it, Connie?
I got to hold him, Whit, in my arms. And he smiled at me.
That's wonderful, Connie. How about you, Eugene?
Mr. Whitaker, it was quite real. The wise men, Simeon, Proclus, all of them willing to live and die for what they believed.
No, not only for what they believed, for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Jesus.
Behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men. We here in Odyssey hope and pray that this holiday season will bring you and yours peace, joy, and God's richest blessings. Merry Christmas, everyone. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Phil Lawler and Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.